when I first got over there, there were just no signs at all of a distant heaven. Now, in reading a lot of these historical things, apparently it was there, but it was insignificant, completely impotent. It was not widespread. The so-called peasants, unsophisticated to the point that they believed the last thing they told anyway, so to a great extent, it just wasn't any unhappiness at all that I could see. And as I say, after the trip, they really released every week, and also usually twice a week, all over the country. And I just didn't see it. Now, near the end of my tour over there, there was some international press releases, and we did hear some things about Sabah being a little heavy handed, and we heard some stories of political prisoners and that sort. I do know there were several gun battles with smugglers. The Iranians were very, very adamant on the drug approach. So they had a hard and fast rule that the guy was caught with drugs. They checked him carefully. If he had a very small amount of drugs, he was put in hospital. And he was considered as a medical case. Treated. As soon as they were convinced that he was free of drugs, there was no problem. If he had enough drugs in his possession, it looked like it might be more than his personal consumption requirements. I think it was 5 years in jail, something like that. He was pretty cut and dry. But if he had enough, that it was obvious that he was a pusher. He was tried on Saturday, his case was reviewed on Sunday, and he was shot on Monday. Period. They had a standing order that if required, the military firing range. The rifle practice firing range. They could take over the first 10 places, first 10 target areas, and they might compete with one man still take them. Anyway, anytime, first thing on the mind, the military was already asked to give up the first 10 targets. They leave that over. But there began to come out, and this was all international press, reports of political prisoners, of abuse of power. If it had been going on, I'm not sure I would know. I probably would not. If there had been widespread dissent, I'm confident I would have known. Just absolutely confident. Because I talked with so many mayors of little villages, the religious leaders, some of them were.
Did you get a sense, though, that, that the Shah himself had a strong base of positive support in the population of the World War? Did you get a sense that he was
extremely strong? We used to discuss that when these international reports started coming out. We discussed it in a brainstorming session in the embassy every now and then. It was often a discussion. If they had a complete 100% vote election. The discussion was, would the Shah win by 90% or 98% or something like that? no one ever questioned the word by the least time. The opinion of the people were behind it was almost.
I read some of the comments because the Shah did have positive support among some quarters, but many people were more apathetic than positive in their outlook.
I think probably that could be a lot of truth to that. But you also got the economy of business growth, who completely unsophisticated, often believed that they had lapsed, and may have been told for good many years that the Shah was a good guy. And most every public building you saw, and most every private home that I saw, had a picture of the Shah in it. He said, how many copies do you want of this? And I said, just one. I would make one. He said, okay, some time you need it. I said, well, maybe somebody else might have one. How about me? Okay, fine. And then he said, why don't you have 30 minutes? He said, oh, no, I don't take money. No charge, no charge at all. I said, well, I can't have any money. I said, okay, if you insist, he just won't take money. I said, if you insist, how about you do the labor for you and I'll pay for the material? He said, oh, we'll work out something. And we left it down. I went back to pick it up, pick the envelope, like he said, and we were ready for me. But this man was gone. I turned to pay him something, and he said, well, I've got my instructions. If I accept even a nickel, I'm fired. So they believe that they're patriotic to a fault. And the ones over there are supporting their present reason, I'm not sure.
Earlier that there was some control over political dissent in the country. There was discussion of ill treatment of political prisoners, and political prisoners being held generally. Was it generally assumed or believed that this was necessary in Iran?
Because if you just wasn't this present, in my presence at all. I'm sure that when you fight with a mean guy, you got to be a little mean. And I'm confident that we have some police brutality here in our country. I'm confident that there must have been some over there, and it might have been of a higher magnitude than it is in our country. But if it was, I didn't see it. It just didn't.